Hi, I'm Tam.
And I'm Eternally Mortal.
And this is the Hidden Egg Podcast, where we talk about vulnerability.
And stuff and things.
And articles on Medium.com. And you're listening to Season 5, Episode 8? Is that what we're on?
Eight? Eight. Episode 8.
Episode 8.
The second to last episode of the season.
Goodness.
The penultimate episode of the season, because that word means second to last.
Oh, does it?
It does. That's what that word means.
Well, today's theme is anime, but we have a couple of shout outs first that have nothing to do with anime whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them have something to do with anime, but yeah.
I've moved those. Those aren't shout outs anymore. They are and they aren't. Like, you know, whatever.
Okay. Right on. All right.
So the first one is from Murphy's Law, and it's called Remembering What Made Me a Teacher. And it was, I really liked it. I wish I could be the kind of teacher that he is, or have that kind of teacher just to teach me all sorts of stuff, because, I don't know, it sounded really fun.
I'm really thrilled that Murphy's Law has decided to share parts of his life, because his life sounds so interesting, like has had so many interesting moments. You know, there's not a lot of people that I know that have been able to be homeless on a beach and then, you know, quote unquote, live to tell about it. And that's what kind of started Murphy's Law on the direction of his life in a certain regard. And I don't know, it's been really interesting to read the little bit that I've read. If I ever find time, I want to delve into more of Murphy's writing, because it's really good.
Let's be clear, you read this whole article, so the little bit that you read isn't of the article, it's of Murphy's body of work on Medium.
Right, yes, that's what I meant.
I'm just clarifying.
We definitely read the whole thing. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I agree. Murphy has, he's been through some stuff and has a unique perspective on those things and is somehow able to convey that in a really entertaining and wholesome way.
Right. Like, you know, Pixar movie wholesome, almost.
Yeah,
in a certain
almost.
Regard.
Yeah.
I could make the movie of Murphy's Law, but, you know... I don't have time and stuff, but still, anyway, moving on.
So the next shout out is from the Sturge, Jared Sturgill, and I've been selected to speak at Medium Day, which sounds very, like, to the point, but he's talking about, like, what themes he's going to talk about and kind of generating some hype. And I think that's really cool. I'm really excited to hear him speak at Medium Day. So
yeah, that's awesome that our buddy Sturge is getting selected to speak at Medium Day. It's deserved. Sturge is a mainstay of Medium from my perspective. So, you know, I'm glad he's getting some of that recognition. So good on you, Gerald. We'll be cheering you on.
I'm really hoping that I'm awake for it, because there's a lot, like, it's all day. So I'm not entirely sure when his segment's going to happen, and in the past I have not been awake for the fun stuff. So
yeah, it'll be in the article it says the time.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, so.
So go read it.
Yeah, check it out.
So then the other one, there's two other ones that are technically shout outs, but they fit the theme, so they're not going to be shout outs because we're not really talking about articles. So these are the articles that fit the anime theme that we're not truly talking super deep about, but we might talk a little bit about.
Yeah, we haven't really said that on the main episode here yet, but we're going to be taking it a little bit old school with this episode and being a little more free form with it. We've got these two articles that we're going to talk about a bit, but we're also just going to talk about anime that we love and just kind of, you know, pick each other's brains about it.
Yeah.
Like we do. And we're pretty excited for the free form, or I am. I can't really speak for you, Tam, but you know, for the free form discussion, I'm pretty happy about, but this definitely the one to talk about these articles though. Okay, go for it.
So the first one is Ben Ulansey's article from way back in February. So it's not a brand new one, called "The Lasting Legacy of Avatar: The Last Airbender," and like you start reading it thinking it's just going to be a kind of like review piece of the series, but then he gets like really in depth about him growing up watching it and being a little kid, like trying to do the moves and like what it
Yeah,
did to
that's
his
so good.
generation.
Right, and how like everyone in his social circle was aware of it and talked about it and was excited about it, and how it was odd programming for Nickelodeon to play at the time that they did. It was a strange choice for them to go for, a really deep and introspective anime-like
You know,
show
it's
instead
funny.
of Jimmy Neutron.
It's funny 'cause I don't know if you watched Nickelodeon growing up, but when I was
Did.
a kid, like kid, like before turning 10 kind of kid, Nickelodeon had substance. It had shows on Nick at Night from even before I was a kid. They were like the rerun oldie stuff
Oh
and
yeah,
had like
I've seen those too, yeah.
What were the shows? They were like
Okay, so they
Mr.
had they,
Ed and
yeah, Green Acres was
Green
one of
Acres.
them.
That was like my favorite show, and that had some substance to it.
Absolutely. And Get Smart also
And
was
Get
on at that
Smart.
time. I think they had Mork and Mindy for a brief period of time too.
Possibly.
They were all delightful shows. I used to watch those as well.
And then something happened during our
That wasn't
generation.
Nickelodeon.
What?
That wasn't Nickelodeon. Nick at Night was a whole different. It was like how Nick
But it was
Jr. was a whole different
Nickelodeon.
thing. Nick Jr. was
It
a
was the
whole
same
different
channel. Well,
thing when it
Nick
came out.
Jr., I thought, became a different channel.
Well, it did. Well, I mean, yeah, but
But
I was
Nick at
kind of talking
Night
about
was on
before.
Nickelodeon. It was on the same channel. It just was at night. And they were
Yeah.
reruns of things that had been previously on Nickelodeon.
Well, Nick at Night deserved to be its own channel once all the channels started splitting into having their
Yeah,
own
it
channels.
never did though. They just
It
dropped those
should have.
shows. I know.
Nick at Night was
But
delightful.
something happened, and maybe it's because they like split everything up, but like the substance just seemed to bleed out of Nickelodeon. And
Like the fucking goo, the geck, the
yeah,
slime, whatever they called it.
along with their Nickelodeon slime crap. Yeah, what the hell did they call that?
I th maybe it was I think it was
I thought it
slime.
was something
I think they called
else,
it slime.
but
I don't agree either. I used to watch all those damn shows where the kids had to do things that were weird, and if they
yeah.
didn't do it right, they got slimed. I don't remember what it was though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
But the point,
Nickelodeon was the whole thing.
my point is that he's right. Like Avatar: The Last Airbender coming back to Nickelodeon, well, not coming back to, but it brought back substance.
Yeah.
And
And yeah.
brought, I don't, I kind of feel like it brought storied, like a serial story substance to kids in that generation that
Right.
hadn't really had it.
Yeah, I really think so too. And I came to the show as an adult, and I'm pretty sure I've said this on the podcast before, but I came to the show as an adult and I adore it. I adore it with my whole heart. So they really made a fantastic thing with that.
Yeah, I've watched it like no joke 5 times.
Yeah, not surprised.
Yeah.
I've only probably got like two passes through the series, but I do weird things like decide to try and watch One Piece or
Yeah.
try and figure out what original Dragon Ball was like,
Yeah. So that was that one. And then the other shout out was because you threatened to shout out my article, so I had to have it.
Yeah, I don't even have that as one of my tabs, so I have to look at your screen to be able to remember the part. But yeah, Tam's article about the slime anime
Yeah.
that one time I got reincarnated as whatever, what's it called? What's the full title? That time I got reincarnated as a slime. Pretty sure is what that's called.
I swear I put it in the first couple of paragraphs, but I guess I didn't.
No, I don't think you
Oh, there it
never
is. That
named it.
time I got reincarnated as a slime. There it is at the very bottom here.
Yeah. Tam and I are watching the Slime anime together occasionally whenever we get around to
We're
it,
on season
and
three, so no spoilers, please.
yeah, and we kind of glad Sturge isn't here. I feel like Sturge might want to spoil it for us.
I don't know that he's watched it.
Well, he might just find spoilers to give us.
Yeah.
Anyway, just joking. Love you, Gerald. But yeah, we're watching it together, and we're like pausing every few minutes to like talk about the implications because we've watched season one and two, and we watched the OVA, and we watched the 3-episode mini arc. And there's probably more. We just discovered like yesterday that there's some sort of spin-off anime that is supposed to be like a 1.5, if I'm not mistaking what I saw there,
Yeah,
that we might want to
something
check
like that.
out. Because
Yeah, the Slime Diaries.
I really do like to, like, when I get into something, to get into it whole ass and check out the whole thing, you know? So,
I'm really excited about this game that just released
oh yeah, there's a
today.
game too. Yeah.
I hope that it's everything that I'm thinking that it's gonna be and not just being a graphic novel.
But on top of that, Tam wrote a novel, an article about the slime anime, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't remember exactly what I thought about it, but I do remember really liking it. I think I even clapped. I don't remember. I rarely remember to clap, but it's a special bond for me because Tam and I are watching it together, and so when Tam talks about it, I get to see all the stuff that we're kind of like giddy about together when we watch it, but it was still delightful to read. I really liked it. But that was our second article. Did you want to say more about it?
I mean, that's all the articles.
No, I did you want to say more about your article? That's what I wanted to.
Really, I wrote it because, like, it's. So, we used to watch Fruits Basket, and that's a relatively short anime by comparison. But the slime anime has really, like, bumped up to that spot where I feel like it is teaching me new things about social interactions in large groups, where like Fruits Basket is more about the one-on-one kind of thing, and then sometimes in a like familial
Right, in
group.
small groups, right.
This is more of like these people aren't family, they're friends sometimes, but sometimes they don't really know each other, they just have a common theme, like a common goal,
Common goal.
and sometimes they are enemies, and like it's showing me different ways of, I don't know, I guess social interactions, and that's kind of like that's what I use all media for, if I'm being honest. Like everything I enjoy is based on what it's teaching me that I could use in my life socially.
Understood. Understood.
Well, I guess there's also some things that it's teaching me, like things about myself or how to like handle certain situations within myself and not feel overwhelmed. But I don't know.
Well, that makes
That
sense.
might not be everybody's experience.
Do you mind if I go in a direction off of that?
No, go ahead.
So, I was trying to find an article today about Attack on Titan because Attack on Titan is one of my favorite anime of all time right now. I would probably place it in my top five. I'd have to think about it and really figure out my top five, but probably my top five. And there was one article that I was reading that was talking about how the theme of Attack on Titan is pro-fascism. And I was kind of flabbergasted as I was reading it because it was talking about how, since it was depicted in the anime and it wasn't necessarily like shown as the complete total evil path the whole time, that it might be teaching us that fascism is okay. And I'm like, what do you mean teaching us? Like, this isn't, I don't think that any work of art is intended to like preach a dogma.
I mean,
Does that make sense?
they absolutely preach dogmas. All of them do, to some extent. Some of them purposefully, some of them accidentally. But yeah, stories do try to teach us things. That's literally the reason why stories even exist. It's how we passed down information from generation to generation in an easy to understand way. But
Right, so
if they actually believe that fascism is the lesson, like fascism good is the lesson of that anime, either A, the anime is bad, or B, they misunderstood what the anime was actually saying.
right.
Because
Clearly,
fascism in
yeah.
reality has been proven to be bad.
Bad
It's
times
bad
is
times.
not, it's not good for us. Absolutely. And so can I get into it? Is it okay if I get into it? So, there are multiple different civilizations depicted, nationalities basically, for the sake of argument. And a couple of them are quite militaristic, and a couple of them definitely have a single ruler, which can be just like linked into fascism, one ruler fascism. People say that. You're okay with this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that one ruler equals fascism.
Are you aware that people say that?
I was not aware that people say that. What
Okay.
do they think a monarchy is?
Fascism. Fascism light, maybe?
Do they
But like
realize that it's not technically fascism?
I don't know. I don't know that they do or not. It depends on what kind of monarchy it is, I would imagine.
Yeah,
If
I
there's
guess
like
that's true. A
maybe.
monarchy can be fascist. But it's the square
Right.
rectangle argument.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. If a monarchy has some sort of a council that is, front by and of the people, then, is it a monarchy at that point? Is one of the questions, because it's not being ruled by a single person or family. It's being ruled by a council. But anyway, the point is that, like, I can sort of understand where this person was coming from in saying that, like, there's fascist elements in the story, certainly. And like they don't all get their comeuppance. But and I hate to kind of hope it's not ruining the show for anybody, but the ultimate point to me of Attack on Titan was that, God, how do I even humans are just humans. Like we're just people trying our best to get by in the world we find ourselves in. And even the people that follow fascism, sometimes even the ones that like intentionally follow fascism, they're still people. The system is terrible, and those that maintain it are terrible, but even those that maintain it, we can find them as people, I think, would be the only way to link the two things together. I'm really struggling with trying to come up with all the right words here, but it was such a human anime to me. It mattered so much about who the people were and like that people mattered, and it blew my mind that they thought it was promoting fascism, I guess is all I'm saying. I got lost. Help me. Even sitting.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know anything about Attack on Titan, but
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe that you would enjoy something that actually promoted fascism, because
Yeah.
like that's just not, it's like that's the height of abuse, really. There's no other option. If there's just one person determining everything that's happening, like there's no connection between them and the people at the bottom that they're stepping on.
Right. And it attacks one of my core values, autonomy. You're taking away the autonomy of many, typically in most fascist regimes, and forcing them to do what you think is right. And I hate that
Can I get a little
so much.
political?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I feel that the thing that we do wrong with all of our governmental types, from fascism all the way to the, socialist democracies that people, which I think are probably more beneficial than fascism, but still flawed. I think the problem is that we're putting people in power that want to be in power. I think the only solution that we can have as a true government that actually works for everybody is to put people in those positions of power that deserve to have that power, that don't want it, that they have proven in other situations that they are capable of resisting the temptation of power. That's like that, because it's the corruption of people that want that power, and so they're not resisting the temptation. They're going balls deep into it. And I just don't think that no matter what government system you have, that's never going to go well.
Yeah. It's incredibly difficult to figure out what people's true motives are. And while we've had many, many, many politicians that have claimed to be, for and about their constituents, it just gets shown every time. Maybe not every time, every time. But a lot has gone wrong. I'm so distracted by these damn cats.
And you put them there. You put them there.
They're delightful. They're a little too delightful,
They're
if I'm being
too
honest.
delayed. Well, if you click anywhere else, they stop moving.
I am. I just, the one doing the whack-a-mole, I could not stop staring at. Okay, I'm back here. Hi, what's up? How's it going?
So, do you want to talk about something that's not Attack on Titan?
Yes, absolutely. Let's move on.
Like, we can kind of talk about Erased if you want to. There's like a darker scene to anime.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't yet, I haven't really like formed my entire opinion about
Yeah,
Erased
well,
yet because we
because
haven't finished
yeah, it
it.
hasn't been finished yet.
But did you want to talk about another one that has a dark side to it that we both loved and we watched together?
Are you talking about Elfen Lied?
I am.
I don't know that there is a darker side to anime besides Elfen Lied
Beyond, yeah.
without taking away meaning, like in order to have that darkness. You know what I mean? Like Elfen
Well,
Lied has the darkness, but it had like every bit of that darkness is meaningful and necessary.
right, exactly. And it was so, like, I'm gonna say a weird combination of words in my mind, but it was very darkly beautiful. Like, I felt so much watching that anime. I'm pretty sure we watched it twice in a very short period of time. Of course, we haven't seen it since.
Right.
It's been a long time since we've seen that one, but
Yeah, I don't know that Ghost is gonna want to watch that with me ever, so
well, there's this very specific scene in there that is one that it's like
which
I
one?
understand if people the puppy.
The puppy.
That's a deal breaker for a lot of
It,
people, and I get
yeah.
that. I totally get that. I absolutely do understand being deciding not to continue with that after that. But every scene is impactful in the way that it was meant to be. It meant something to the story, and it is something that does happen in real life, or at least has.
Yep.
I hope it's stopped, but I'll bet you it still happens in some
Erased
places.
has a puppy scene too, didn't it?
Oh, does it?
Did
Does it?
I could have sworn
It
that it
might.
did.
I can't remember. It might. Cannot remember.
I could be wrong. I could be mixing them up.
Yeah. But anyway, that's not all that's kind of traumatizing about Lead, but I mean, if you're a person that likes dark anime, if you like to get into the feels, all of the feels, like you know that you're that type of person, then I think you'll love it. But trigger warnings.
Yeah, all the
Trigger
trigger
warnings.
warnings, like
Trigger
all the trigger
warnings.
warnings ever.
Basically abuse of any sort. So anyway, That's that one. We talked
And
about Fruits
then we talked
Basket.
about Fruits Basket. Photon. We didn't talk about Photon.
Photon. That was also so long ago
Oh
for
my
us, but
God. Yeah, we haven't watched that in a long ass time.
So all I really remember from Photon is like the let's call them wacky misadventures of Photon and his big sister and the inappropriate attractions
So you don't
therein
remember,
thereby.
Hamuna Bye Bye.
When you
The
say
bad
that,
guy.
it rings a bell, but
Yeah.
not, I don't like, I can't place the bad guy.
I
But I remember,
he's
go
goofy.
ahead.
He was just the goofy, and I don't remember what the scene was, but I just remember there was a scene that's blah 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 Hamuna Bye Bye. And we just made fun of that for like days.
Yeah, that sounds like us, absolutely. But it was goofy almost all the way through, if I remember correctly, until the very, very end. And the very end got very serious. And I don't remember what
I
happens,
don't
but
either.
I remember being very like floored by it. Like I really liked what had happened. So I'll have to watch it again sometime.
Yeah,
But
maybe we'll watch it together too.
that does lead me to another anime that has a very goofy sort of feel to it, but
Oh,
it
yeah.
kind of peppers in the seriousness throughout and then ends very seriously and deeply, that I love that you watched with me.
What was that?
And that's Trigun.
I love Trigun. But it's hard to
Yeah.
watch. I don't like, so hot take, I don't like steampunk.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
not like I don't hate it. It's just, it doesn't really do it for me. What I liked about Trigun was the story, not the setting.
Right, I understand.
I liked, like, if you had put that, if you had made it, or if they had made it, like, less about it being, you know, steampunky kind of technology era, it would have been even better for me.
Understood. It is such a good story,
But
though.
you couldn't take, like, you can't remove that aspect and make it the same story because, like, it needs the planet to be kind of unplanted.
Right. It was kind of a specific. Well, I mean, they could have probably done it in a different way, you know? I mean, ultimately, the beginning of that anime is that, oh no, I don't think that they go through the origin story until midway through. So I guess I probably shouldn't talk about it, but I think a different setting could have been
I just
possible.
remember there was a sort of like terraforming theme that needed to be a part of it.
To an extent. But that's only about what planet they ended up at.
Right.
And that could have been changed. We've played RimWorld. We've
That's
played
true.
Stellaris. We know how many planet types there are out there. But I was thinking about trying to do Trigun as the anime I really wanted to talk about. I'm so glad we're getting to talk about multiple of them. But I really was thinking about making Trigun the one I wanted to talk about because I love it so much. I am completely in love with the character of Vash the Stampede. The story of Nicholas D. Wolfwood is one that has impacted me from the moment that I saw it. I can't think about his ending without tearing up a little bit.
Yeah,
Sorry, I guess that's a
I
spoiler.
don't remember his ending, but I do remember that he has an ending.
Yeah.
And it was epic.
When we watched it together, I had to like pause it and like cry it out for a little bit, if I
Yeah,
remember correctly.
I vaguely
But
remember that.
it's very impactful to me. But I haven't watched the new one yet. There's a new Trigun, and I really probably should take a break from watching Dragon Ball to watch the new Trigun to see what it's like. Because when I started looking for articles to potentially reference in this episode, all of the articles I found about Trigun were about the new Trigun and like started showing me screen caps. And I'm like, no, I am not spoiling the new Trigun. I'm not. I just refuse. And so maybe I should probably get to that sometime soon. Maybe I should take a day off and just binge the fucker because it's a new anime. They probably only have 12 episodes out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, you can probably add it into your day or
Yeah,
week.
probably. Well, no, it's just that it's not something that I can just casually watch at a mealtime. Like, what I'm watching at mealtime isn't taking my whole attention. But when I watch that one, that's going to take my whole attention. That's like the next time I watch Evangelion, I'm giving it my full attention. Does that make sense? Because Evangelion just deserves
Oh
your
my
full attention
God.
if you're going to watch it.
Evangelion is like, I don't even. I've watched so many more anime since then. Because that was like, it wasn't my first anime, but it was like the first one I fell in love with. No, that's not really true either. Tenchi, I think, was the first one I fell in
Oh
love
yeah,
with.
Tenchi. I forgot about
Yeah.
Tenchi.
Because, well, everybody forgets about Tenchi because Tenchi like split off into like five different fucking stories, replaying the same events five different ways in five different universes. And it got too confusing. And so none of us like, whatever. Well, I'm just done with it, you know? You could have just
Right.
kept the story as it was. You didn't have to retell it a million different ways. You could have just continued on, but they didn't want to end the will they won't they with between Tenchi and literally all the other characters. They wanted to
Right,
keep the
exactly. I
reverse
think
harem going on. Or is it a reverse
it's
harem?
just
No, it's just a
oh,
regular
that's just a
harem.
regular that's just a that's
This is
just
a
a harem,
regular
yeah.
fucking harem. They just wanted to keep that going on, so they just started everything back at the beginning and retold it in a different way, and it just got confusing.
I do want to say that like the little bit of Tenchi that I did see because you introduced me to it, I did like that for a harem anime it did seem to have a little bit of substance to it. It wasn't so, 'cause I've seen some harem animes that are really, really light on substance. And Tenchi, the characters actually seem to care about each other.
Yeah,
But
Tenchi
maybe.
didn't go as hard into the TNA either. It was
Right,
more about
exactly.
the tension and the awkwardness between
Yeah.
characters. It was a coming of age thing, and it was obviously written for teenagers, like younger teenagers, not the older teenagers. It was written for
Sure.
people that hadn't had sex yet, were still trying to do what they were supposed to be doing and having to deal with these feelings all alongside. And this anime gave them reactions to be able to do that, to be able to deal with those feelings and not give in to them. And I liked that. I liked that about it, but telling it five different fucking ways, man, dude, pick a lane.
Right. Do you mind if I get religious for a
No,
second?
go ahead.
You mean like the Gospels? Whoa. Sorry. Anyway.
But Evangelion was kind of the same, but like really philosophical.
Yeah. Did you, real quick, because as for anime you first loved, were you one of the ones that fell in love with
Oh
Inuyasha?
yeah, I love Inuyasha. I've
Yeah.
never
So.
finished it. I've never found the I watched the 174 episodes that Netflix had, and then I never got the resolution. So there's like 50 or 60 episodes that I've just never seen.
We'll have to fix that at some point. But yeah, we were talking about Evangelion, and I keep breaking you away from it. Did you have more you wanted to say about
No, I
that?
don't want to go too deep into it because it was a great anime at the time, but like there's so many better anime now that go just as hard into philosophy as that one did without being nearly as confusing.
Yeah, I was gonna
Excuse me.
say, I don't know if it's a hot take or not, but like one of the things I really like about Evangelion that I think a lot of people don't like is that the ending still confuses me to this
There's
day.
two different endings, you know.
Yeah, I know that there's two, but like the one for the show,
I don't
not
even know
using
which
the.
one's supposed to be the real ending. They just have two different endings, and you just pick which one you like, I guess. But I
I
mean,
gotta.
I understand the ending. I mean, it doesn't really confuse me. It's just it was presented in a confusing way.
Well, that's what I mean. Like trying to take all the words leading through the ending to the end scene, if I remember the end scene correctly, is difficult because it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. And I like to analyze that shit when I get to it, but I have to get the entirety of the backstory to get there. So that's why I have to watch the whole show again.
I, and I'm not going to go too far into it because I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but I got the feeling that the ending of Evangelion was similar to the purpose and feel of the ending of Angel Beats.
Right. There is a parallel there.
Yeah.
There is a parallel. Absolutely. And Angel Beats. Oh, Angel Beats.
Yeah, that's
There
one
is
I
a.
still break that out whenever I have to deal with grief.
It's. One of the more surprising to me, surprisingly impactful anime to me. Because, like, I felt all the feelings of what was going on in that anime, but even just talking about it's a bit of a spoiler, but the end of what I saw, I think that they've made new shit for Angel Beats. End of what I saw, which I guess was just season one, was so immediately impactful in the moment. It was a moment that I hadn't considered before, and like it makes me cry to this day. My avatar on Steam is still, I can't remember his name. I've been trying to remember the main character's name this whole time, and I can't remember it. It's still him. Otanashi? There it is, Otanashi.
Otanashi.
And such great music in Angel Beats. Oh, it's beautiful.
Speaking of
Oh.
music, was it Razefon?
It was Ra I was just gonna bring it up too,
Yeah.
Razaphon, which in some ways kind of can be considered a better Evangelion, at least by some
Yeah.
people.
I think so. Although the ending eludes me. I only watched it through once. So I need to watch it through again to see if I understand the ending better.
Yeah, well, someday you and I'll have to watch it again. Not that you can't watch it without me, you're
Oh, oh,
welcome to.
oh, oh. What was that one? What was that one with the? I just watched it recently. Cap was the one that brought us into it.
Which
Oh,
one?
the one with the little girl with the Nadachi. And they were like shrine maidens that fought these creatures.
There's,
Oh, what
yeah,
was the
sorry,
name
there's
of
like a,
it? I know that
there's
that
a,
describes like 10 different anime.
no. No, but I don't, there's a few anime in there that like I don't remember, but I enjoyed the crap out of, but like I don't remember them anymore. They just didn't make enough of an impact to put through. And there's one like that, and there's another one that's like about demon fighting where there was like spirits and dead people and a kid that was trying to go to high school and also got contracted to fight demons or something. And it's like saying
Well, I mean, that
that's
sounds a
still
little bit like
15
Madoka Magica.
animes. But
But
yeah,
that's not the one
but
I'm
Madoka
thinking of. The
Magica.
one I'm thinking of, the only thing that I can think of that I know as soon as I say it, you'll know what I'm talking about, but it's like the big twist of the thing. And
Okay.
it's two girls. One is younger than the other. And the older one is teaching the younger one how to do the battling thing, and then there's the twist.
I don't even if
Do
you
you want me to
I don't even
spoil the twist to see if
if you said the twist, I don't even know that I would recognize it, I'll be
the
honest with
twist
you.
is that the older one ends up being like infected by the evil spirity guy, and then the younger one has to kill her.
I'd have no idea. Literally, no idea.
Your sister like really latched onto it because of the situations she was going through at the time.
Right.
And like it was one of those like empowering, you got to do what you got to do kind of moments where like sometimes you have like the people that you love, you have to kill them for their good, for the world's good, for everything. And obviously it was metaphorical for her, not like she didn't have to like hurt people in real life, but it became a huge metaphor. Man, I really wish I could remember the name of that one.
Yeah, sorry. I really wish I knew it, which one it was too.
I don't know.
Do you mind if I kind of go through some of the anime that I've watched that I don't think you've seen
Yeah.
about
You don't have to
over
ask
there?
my permission all the time. You can just bring it
No, I
up.
just want to make sure we're flowing together, you know? Because like, there's a couple of anime that I'm gonna bring up, like three of them that the kid introduced me to, and I really adore, but I need to go back and watch some of. The one that I love the most is Haikyuu, the
Oh
volleyball
yeah,
anime.
love
You watched
Haikyuu.
that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you know
It's
Haikyuu.
so wholesome.
It's the oh my god, for character interactions, it is like 3 points below Fruits Basket, honestly.
Right.
Like, it's so good with character with the character interactions. Like, I adore it so much. And the art style is so much fun too. And the drama that they build up with every
Oh.
fucking like game of volleyball is
Yeah,
amazing.
they adequately matched how it felt to be a teenager.
Right.
Like every
Yeah,
but only
absolutely.
with volleyball.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I absolutely adore the anime. The other one that I watched that I really liked, but I haven't finished, and I just kind of stopped while there was still more to watch, so I don't know if that bodes well, is My Hero Academia.
I haven't watched that one.
I just like a good coming of age superhero story. Like, it just makes me happy, and that one was pretty
You
good.
might like the Irregular at Magic High School.
Yeah, that's one that I know that you've seen a few times, and I've seen little bits of it, so I need to watch it in its totality. I know that it's really good from what you said. I just haven't gotten there yet. And then the third one I wanted to bring up was Naruto.
Of course. I haven't watched that. I have no plans on ever watching that.
Yeah, it's one of those that like
I just missed the boat.
people that are currently in their late 20s and early 30s, like all of them watch Naruto. All of them. Maybe not all of them, but like a good number of them know Naruto. It's like people that don't know anything about anime right now, I can be like, yeah, I've seen like Naruto, and they're like, oh, I love Naruto. You know? And again, it's another coming of age story. It's a shonen anime, and I really actually like some shonen anime. And like, you and I watched Hunter x Hunter and loved the
Oh,
crap out of that.
yeah.
And that's kind of, no offense, Naruto fans, but Hunter x Hunter is kind of a little bit better Naruto. But Naruto is also much bigger. It's got a bigger story. It spans generations at this point, you know, kind of like Dragon Ball does. So, you know, Hunter x Hunter
Hunter
is
X
probably better
Hunter
because
could
it's part
span
of it.
generations if they wanted to. They
Yeah.
could easily add, like, make the main characters of what is currently the story, make them the parents and bring a new generation in, I'd watch it.
Yeah, they could also do us a flashback and show us the current generation's parents, which most of them were referenced in the
Yeah,
show,
that's true. Yeah.
or at least some of them.
Some of them.
So, you
So
know,
there's some places they could go with it. I don't know if they will, but they could.
right. But I wonder if it was better because it was targeted in a certain way, because like
Maybe.
Naruto branched out quickly, I
Yeah,
think.
maybe. I like wholesome animes like Silver Spoon.
Yeah, Silver Spoon was great. I need to watch that one again too, 'cause it was just so sweet to watch.
And then I don't, it might be an unpopular opinion, but I feel like Food Wars is also pretty wholesome.
I fucking love Food Wars. I'm so glad you brought it up. I forgot all about it. And a lot of people don't like Food Wars because they seemed it's not really seeming. They kind of really do like sexualize
They
food.
do so much, but I love it. I love it so much. I want them to make more episodes of Food Wars, please.
Yeah, Food Wars was really, really, really fun to watch. I enjoyed all the character interactions as well. I don't mind sexualization of consenting adults in my anime. I really, really, truly don't.
Look,
I
there are
wish they wouldn't.
certain foods that bring you that level of pleasure. Like maybe you don't actually have a food gasm, but it still feels real good to eat
Right.
certain foods. So like, come on, it's fine. Have you seen the other shit that they do in anime? Like,
Yeah,
Of all
and
the
that's one of the
things, this
things.
is not the thing to condemn.
And that's one of the things that we're not really talking about is that there is a whole sector of anime that's like some pretty like when we say dark stuff, we mean like, you know, really like deeply touching on many emotions, but like there's some when there's some dark stuff out there that's very, let's say they take away the autonomy of characters a lot and in ways that's really kind of upsetting. And I'm being vague on purpose because I'm not trying to give out attention to
So,
that. I don't think that that's good story writing.
speaking of darker anime, one that was brought to my attention after I wrote that article was I think it's called I'm a Spider, So What?
Okay.
And I didn't really feel like it was all that dark, but after thinking about it, it does have some pretty morbid elements. Like, the first episode, so I'm not really spoiling anything. The first episode, she reincarnates as a spider, and in order to survive, she has to start eating her spider siblings.
Great.
It's a little dark, and she does almost die a lot, and you know, it has some elements of fear and some light cannibalism, and
Which apparent, I would assume that they did that because those types of spiders or whatever, there are spiders out there that actually do eat their siblings, I assume. Probably.
she's a monster spider, so yeah, it all the other
Right.
spiders were doing it too. It was not like
Like,
she just
right.
made this decision to go. She tried to resist. She didn't want to eat her siblings, but it just ended up happening that way.
Interesting.
But it's kind
Interesting.
of like the slime anime in that like there's skills and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really liked it, even though it might be a little dark. Just a little, as a treat.
Right. Understood. As we're going a little dark, I'm gonna have to do at least two honorable mentions here because I think we're probably heading towards the end of the episode
Yeah.
here. But Tokyo Ghoul is one of my favorites, definitely in my top five. I've only seen what I assume is the first season. Maybe it's the first two seasons. I don't know. I'm not going to reference the moment that was the last moment for me. I think that it continues. Maybe it gets worse, but I adored what I saw and the ending. I can listen to that opening theme song and cry because of that ending. Easily. It's fantastic. And then one that you and I have watched together at least once or twice and we adored was Soul Eater.
Oh, right, Soul Eater. How did I forget Soul Eater? I
Well,
watched
there's
that
too
when
many
I'm
good
not
anime out
feeling
there.
confident enough. It's really inspiring.
AIDS? Yeah. Maka Albarn.
I was just thinking about
What a character.
it just went away. There was a Fairy Tale.
Fairy Tail. Oh, Fairy Tail's great
Fairy
too.
Tale's great too.
I think I've watched all of Fairy Tail and like
I have not. I got halfway through, and boy, that is a long fucking
it's a very long anime. I
anime.
mean, it's not One Piece long, which I'm not talking about One Piece because everyone that is in the anime world knows what One Piece is. It is the Mount Everest of anime and it is also very good.
I'm probably never going to
Check it
watch
out.
it. It is too long.
Right. But Fairy Tail, if you want to think about it, with a different kind of setting because they're kind of focused on a different goal in life, is somewhat similar actually to the concept
Yeah.
of One Piece. And it has great character interactions. It's got some fan service, which I still really like to have fan service, again, as long as it's kind of done in a gross way, and that's gross as a subjective term. But yeah, I really like Fairy Tail a lot. It's good. And there was one other one. I can't remember.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of them.
Black Butler is a good
Oh,
dark
Black
one.
Butler. That's a good one. That's so good. First season, the second season, meh.
Right.
Meh. It's
It
okay.
happens.
It was part of it. kind of how I feel
And I
about
know,
Korra.
right? Korra was great too. Shout out to Ben Ulansey, because Ben wrote a very impassioned piece about the Legend of Korra, and it is pretty good. I know we're forgetting a billion more that are delightful and loved, probably, but.
Yeah, so many. There's no way we were gonna mention them all in one episode, but this anybody who's like, what anime might be enjoyable? We've given most of like the really good ones. So it's a
Yeah.
good place to start if anybody's looking for that kind of thing.
And if you are thinking about an anime, go ahead and check out some Medium articles about them, because people really write impassioned stuff about what anime they like. Of course, there's probably going to be spoilers in it, but you can get some good feels about what people's opinions are. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of running out of steam, Tam. How about you?
I am stick fork in me, I'm done.
Right. You don't even like cyberpunk, so you don't like being powered by steam.
I don't
Yep.
know what that means.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I guess we'll go ahead and end our episode, and I think we can't end it the way we normally have been
No,
ending.
we cannot.
I'm just going to do my
Yeah,
thing
you do
here.
your
Is that cool with
thing.
you? So, everybody listening to our podcast, remember that if you want to, you can be a part of the live action by joining our Discord through the monsterrally.com, which also has links to our articles, Spotify, and Substack. And special bonus, the Substack is the only place to get the fucking uncensored version. I did it again. Uncensored version. Uncensored version. Uncensored version. Sorry. Please continue.
You're continuing. It's your thing.
Oh, that's right. It's still me.
Yeah, you messed it up last time because you didn't say your name and your
I
sign-offy
know.
thing.
Don't worry, I got it this time, I swear. I'm not gonna stare at the cats poking at the ground. Hey, dear listener, it's been great for you to come along. We appreciate you lending your ear holes to us and listening to us just talk about stuff that we love. I'm eternally mortal, and I hope you find smiles this day.
And I'm the Accidental Monster. You can find us both on Medium.com or through the MonsterAlley.com. And remember to follow yourself always.